Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bill Renna. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Harshman. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Jensen moves to third. Two outs. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. P. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Gardner steals second. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Boyd moves to second. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to third. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 1 in the game. Renna hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Renna reaches second base with a double. Gurnett scores. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg is hit by the pitch. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Runnels fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Button covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Gurnett moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Renna hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Renna reaches second base with a double. Gurnett scores. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Connie Johnson now pitching. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Connie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. Button bunts towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Gardner covering, for the out. Brewer moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Brewer scores. That run is unearned. It's 6 to nothing, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's 7 to nothing, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ginsburg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field. Pilarczyk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pilarczyk. Gurnett goes all the way around to score. Pearsall moves to third. It's 8 to nothing, Red Sox. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Renna hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to home to get Pearsall. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Bill Renna. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 3 in the game. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 3 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to third. Brewer moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Brewer scores. Button moves to second. It's 10 to nothing, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hale pinch hits for Connie Johnson. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Adair moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to second for the out. Adair moves to third. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adair scores. Williams moves to second. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Zivarink now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Ortle pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Ortle moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Ortle moves to third. Busby moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ortle scores. Busby moves to third. Ginsburg moves to second. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer has Busby trapped. There's the throw to Daly and over to Malzone, who tags Busby for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Taylor pinch hits for George Zavarenk. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.